privilege it is, very humble to be able to be with you this morning. Thank God for the good spirit we felt today, for the good singing. Thank you, Doug, for leading, Kathy, for singing the special, and just an honor to know the Lord and to stand in Christ alone. Even as I come to stand today, it's in Christ alone. There's no other name given in heaven or among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. And so that's where we are, what we are, and what this is all about this morning, just trusting in Christ alone. I'm glad to have the children with us this morning. It reminded me of a story. Jeff said, I guess Claude's used to children. It didn't happen until after I was not born when this happened, but it just brought to mind a little story they kept telling me about my brother. And if you ever see him, don't tell him about it, because I'll deny I ever told you about it. But we grew up in a very rural country church, and the children, you know, they got up and ran around, what children will do, and I don't blame them. I guess my brother, he was kind of rambunctious. He got away from my mama one morning, and he ran behind the pulpit when the preacher was preaching, and then he came out on the other side, and he said, "Mommy, my daddy fell off." So, you know, I guess that ended that service anyway. So, but I love children, I always have, and they're just special to me. And so I'm glad I get to be here when y'all get to be here this morning. I'm going to be reading I hope it's a very familiar passage of Scripture to you this morning, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is one of my life verses. I have two that have been so special to me over the years that I've tried to kind of gear my life around, and so I hope you have some life verses that you would say that this is, you know, this is what impacts my life and kind of inspires me and gets me through the day. One of my passages is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now that will impact your life. If you'll claim that as one of your life verses and try to live as a living sacrifice to the Lord every day, that will impact your life. And when I came back to the Lord, rededicated my life, that became one of my life verses. When I announced my call to preach, the second sermon I ever preached was on those two verses of Scripture. But these two verses today, they probably encourage me more and comfort me more than any other verses in the Bible. And matter of fact, if I ever write you anything or sign my signature, if you'll see my check, you'll find these references to these two verses of Scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And these are so special to me, and I cherish them. And it's just in recent days that God's allowed me, and I don't know why I never preach from these more often than I did, but God's just given me a message from these that I think and hope will be an encouragement and challenge to all of us today. So I'll ask you to stand in reverence to God's Word as we look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And again, if you don't have any verses, claim these. These are a couple of good ones. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the privilege to be here today, for the privilege to know you and your power and your spirit that dwells here in our midst this morning. I pray, God, that you would just hide me behind the cross and speak through me, Lord, the words that you would give me, that each person might be touched by the power of your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And God, if there's one person today that has not put their trust in you, may this be the day that they would do that. And those of us that do know you, Lord, help us just to trust you every day, that you might direct our paths in the way that you'd have us to go. Father, just honor yourself in these few moments. Lord, we can do nothing without you, but with you all things are possible. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. You may be seated. Trust. What does it mean to you to trust? Trust. As you think about trust, think about belief. Trust without belief is nothing, but belief without trust is nothing. Now, all of us, if I asked you, and I do this all the time, I'll be sitting in my office and somebody will come in and I'll get to register them for the dental or the medical or whatever, or get to share with them, and I'll talk to them about their belief and their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, and all of them will say, "I believe." But is belief enough? Is belief enough? And I want us to bounce off of that for just a few moments as we think about our belief and our trust. I believe that as we think about belief and trust, that the same thing is true that James told us about faith and works. He said, "Show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works." The same thing is true here. Show me your belief without your trust, and I'll show you my belief by my trust. You see, without trust, belief is nothing, because the devils believe. The devils believe in Jesus. They know who he is. Matter of fact, I was reading in my devotion this morning where Jesus came to the Gadarene maniac, and there the devils said, they believed, and "Are you come to torment us, Lord? If you cast us out, let us go into these swine." They believed. They knew who Jesus was, but they did not trust him. They did not trust him for salvation. They did not trust him. They believed, they knew, but belief is not enough. Let me tell you a little story that I read years ago, and maybe you've heard it, that'll kind of give us a greater understanding of this idea of trust. And what it really means. And the word trust means to put our whole weight in something. Means to cast ourselves totally and completely into the hands or into the, you know, you're trusting that seat to hold you up. Well, we've all heard of the flying Willendons, but several years before the Willendons, and they were trapeze artists, if none of you remember, and before them there was a man by the name of Bolinden. And Bolinden was a great tightrope walker. I mean, he was so good that they chartered special buses and trains scheduled to allow people to go see Bolinden. What he would do and what he did, he stretched a tightrope across the Niagara Falls. You can read this. You can research it. Go and Google it. Later on this afternoon, don't do it right now. I mean, you have the capability to do that, but I think Dan and Janice, they've been up to Niagara, haven't they? That's where they've been. I heard somebody said they got in a boat and went out over the falls. Well, if they'd been there many years ago, they could have maybe seen this Bolinden. And he was so good at walking that tightrope across the Niagara Falls from one side to the other, he became famous in his day. And he walked across, came back. He got so good that one day, and I love this story, and he carried a table and a chair and a little stove out there, and he sat out there and cooked himself an omelet and ate an omelet. I mean, that's how good he was. And then one day he started rolling a wheelbarrow across the falls on the tightrope, and he bring it back across, and then he began to put weight into the wheelbarrow, and he got up to 300 pounds weight, and you know, everybody was cheering, they were applauding, and you know, they were just so excited, so thrilled to watch him and his skill and his ability to walk this tightrope and roll this wheelbarrow and all this weight across the Niagara Falls. And one day he came across and he said, "How many of you believe that I can put a man in this wheelbarrow and roll him across?" Everybody applauded. "Oh yeah, we believe, we believe." He said, "Well, get in." You know how many got in? Nobody. No, they all believed, but nobody would trust him. You see, that's the difference between belief and trust. Do we really trust the Lord? Are we willing to get in the wheelbarrow, so to speak? Are we willing to put our total trust in Him? And that's who we need to trust. Trust the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Creator of the universe. The psalmist said, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we'll remember the name of the Lord. That's who we need to trust today. Trust the Lord, because He's the only one that's been to heaven. He's the only one that came down from heaven. He's the only one that has gone back to heaven. And praise God, He's coming again. Some people trust in J. Taz Russell. Some trust in Joseph Smith. You know, neither one of those guys have been to heaven, but there are denominations out there today that are following them. Now, who are you going to trust? Some trust in Buddha. Some trust in Confucius. Neither one of those guys have been to heaven. And guess what? Go to all four of these men's tombs, and their bones are still there. But you go to the tomb of Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by Him. So who are you going to trust? Who are you going to put your weight in? Who are you going to have confidence in that when you die, you're going to spend eternity in heaven because you've put your trust in Jesus? I pray that you can say that this morning, because He's the only one that died on the cross for our sins. He's the only one that was buried and rose again the third day. So trust the Lord with part of your heart. Oh, thank you. I'm just checking to see if you're listening. Trust the Lord with all of your heart, not just part of your heart. He wants your all. He's not satisfied with second best. He wants your all. Matter of fact, if you go and read Revelation chapter 3, you'll read there the church about the church at Laodicea. And the Lord said to them, I've got something against you. He said, I wish you were hot or cold. He said, but you're divided. You're neither hot nor you're cold. And He literally said, you make me sick. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You make me so sick. Guys, He wants our all, or you know, He deserves our all. Don't just give Him part of who you are. Trust the Lord with all your heart. All your being. I thought as I was preparing for this message, God reminded me, my wife and I, Kathy, and I love her, and I'm glad she's with me, and she prays for me. She's my greatest encourager, and I appreciate her so much. We used to keep foster children several years, adopted a couple over the years, and raised several. But we had this one little boy that came into our home, and he was just kind of unique. The way he looked at things, he was, what was, 3 or 4 years old when he came? Three years old. And somebody mentioned last night that they were at Circle J. Well, years ago, this is several years ago, we were at Circle J restaurant, and we were getting up to leave the table, and he hadn't been with us too long, and I'd left the tip on the table. And he got up, and we started to leave, and he looked, and he saw that money laying there, and he started to walk away, and he said, there is money. I better grab it. he was raised in a kind of a tough home. But anyway, it was that same restaurant we was in, and his name was Sean, and we called him Sean Boy. And he had eaten. You know, and he said, I'm full. He said, I just can't eat another bite. I just don't want anything else. And then I said something about getting ice cream. How many of you like ice cream? Oh, he said, I want some ice cream. And I said, no, Sean. I said, you're full. He said, yeah, but he said, I got a little room right around here. Aren't we like that as Christians? When we come to serve the Lord, did we give Him our all, or do we save a little room right around here for things we shouldn't do or temptations that we face? I don't know, it's just something that we need to think about. Because if we want the blessings of God and we want the security of His love and His mercy in our lives, let's trust Him with all of our heart. Let's give Him our all. Let's completely surrender to Him, not hold anything back. And that's my heart's desire, that I would be all that God would have me to be, totally and completely surrendered to Him. Isn't that your desire today? And not to lean on my own understanding. Trust the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Think about some of the faithful heroes of the past. Think about Noah. God came and asked Noah to build an ark. I believe Noah served the Lord with all of his heart. Noah had never seen it rain. So God says, Noah, I want you to build an ark. Well, what's an ark? Well, you know, it's something that floats. Well, what do I need that for, Lord? Well, I'm going to send rain. Well, what's that, Lord? I don't know. I don't understand. God said it. Noah did it, and that's enough. I believe that Noah served the Lord with all of his heart, and he didn't lean on his own understanding. How many times do we lean on our own understanding when we face challenges, when we face difficulties, when we face sickness or financial problems in our life? Do we lean on God or do we lean on our own understanding? You know, we worry too much. We have too much anxiety. If we just give it to the Lord, our worry and our anxiety is not going to change a thing. The Lord said, can you by worrying add an inch to your stature? He said, look at the flowers of the field and the birds of the air and how God loves them and cares for them. And how much more does He love you? Oh, ye of little faith. So don't lean on your own understanding. Don't say why. Don't say how. But say, God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is Joseph. Joseph undoubtedly didn't lean on his own understanding. God given him some revelations and dreams, and those things would eventually come true. And his brothers was jealous of him. His father loved him, gave him a coat of many colors. There was probably some more reasons for the brothers' jealousy. But you know, after Joseph was sold into slavery, imagine a young man, just imagine if you were taken from your family and sold into slavery, would you grow bitter or would you grow better? Joseph, to me, is just a hero that grew better and better in his understanding and his relationship with the Lord. Never does the Lord record one time in the scripture that I can find where Joseph complained, where Joseph whined, where Joseph called for his lawyer and said, this is unjust and unfair, and you know, I shouldn't be down here. I'm innocent. And, you know, we could all say that. We could all. But Joseph just rises to the top, just rises in his relationship with the Lord. And God confirms him. And even in Potiphar's house, even in the prison, even before Pharaoh, God undergirds Joseph, because I believe Joseph was a man that loved the Lord. I don't think we give him enough credit for his love for God and how God was able to use him. But in the end, Joseph would say to his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. See, we don't know what we're going through, guys. We don't know what we're having to face. But just remember, we've got a God that we're trusting in that's going to work it out to our good and for His glory. Amen? We've got a God that He created it all. He sustained it all, and He can take care of it if we'll just trust Him. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. We could talk of Paul. We could talk of Jonah. Jonah's a good example of leaning on his own understanding. God wanted him to go preach to a bunch of sinners, and he is leaning on his own understanding. He knew God had forgiven him. He didn't like them people. So he went his own way, tried to hide from God, tried to run from God. Maybe that's why we're not going and telling others. Maybe we're leaning on our own understanding instead of trusting the Lord. So anyway, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways. How many of your ways? How much of your heart? All. That means everything, guys. That don't just mean, this what's big and unsurmountable. I love my God. I've heard people say, well, I prayed for a parking space and God gave it to me. Amen. Amen. That's the kind of God I serve. Because there's nothing, listen, please hear me. There's nothing too small in your life that God doesn't care about. Seriously, even the parking space. There's nothing too small in your life that God does not care about. Hey, he knows the number of hairs on your head. He says there's not a little bird that falls that God doesn't take notice. And how much more does he care for you and me? There's nothing that God doesn't care about. So in all your ways, even the little things, but amen, the big things too. Amen? Because there's nothing too big for my God. Amen? There's nothing too big for God if we'll just trust him. See, it goes back to trust the Lord. Trust him with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. You know, our own understanding will bring confusion. And oh, well, we won't go there. But anyway, sit and watch TV. I don't watch it. I don't watch the news. I'm sorry. That's enough said, isn't it? That's enough said. All your ways acknowledge him. Everything, if we can just get to that place in our lives, Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, I don't understand it, but I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you, Lord. God, help us to say that this week, whatever days that we have left, whether it's through the storm, whether it's in the good times. Lord, I'm trusting you. Trusting you how to, in all things, how to write my check, how much to give, how much to serve. Lord, I'm trusting you. Whether it be a part of the choir or not, and thank God for this wonderful choir. Thank y'all. You're a blessing. A blessing to me, a blessing to this church. In all your ways, acknowledge him. When you get up in the morning, thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you. Thank you, Lord. You know, in all your ways, acknowledge him. I thought about as a child, when my mother would teach me that little prayer, and I don't know, do y'all teach your children this prayer anymore? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake. Y'all, any of you know that? I praise the Lord, pray the Lord my soul to take. See, God, my mama was developing in my heart a trust for the Lord. Trust. In all my ways, to trust him. I always have said I'm who I am, but first of all, because of Jesus Christ, but secondly, because of my godly mother who prayed for me and encouraged me and helped me to know that I could trust the Lord. And I'm going to say something. We sit in a silent congregation anymore. But guys, when I grew up, and some of you are going to go back to this, when I grew up, we had saints of old that would just shout and praise the Lord. And they'd stand up and testify how God had blessed their life, how they had trusted the Lord for a situation or something in their life, that God had intervened and met their need. And as a young boy growing up in church, that spoke to my heart. That spoke to me, if God can minister to them and God can help them, surely God can help me. Surely God can see me through. The testimony of the saints was an impact and helped me to know that I could trust the Lord with all my heart and in all my ways. Trust Him. Trust Him in everything that I go through, because there were those around me that I respected, that I knew, that was testifying of how they had trusted the Lord and He had provided for them. Leaning not on their own understanding, but trusting the Lord in all their ways to show them the way. And that's the final thing. That's the results of what's going on here. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. I'm sure if we had time, and maybe you'll take time, it's God's time, I'm sure some could stand up this morning and say, you know, this is how God saw me through. This is how God touched my life. This is how God blessed me in my time of need, my time of sickness, my time of financial need, time of poverty, whatever. I'm sure there's testimonies, and share that with somebody, because it might impact somebody else's young life like it did my life, to know that we serve a God that loves us, and He's not just a voice out there in the distance, but He's someone close and someone personal and someone we can depend upon and rely upon and take our needs to and trust Him to carry us through. You know, some of us are like Peter, I guess. And I commend Peter. He at least stepped out of the boat. Amen? Are you willing to step out of the boat or get in the wheelbarrow today? But then he began to lean on his own understanding, and that's when he began to sink. But then he cried, "Lord, save me," and the Lord reached out. And so when we trust the Lord and with all of our ways and all of our being, and that's the message, that's the challenge today, then He's going to direct our paths. Then He's going to show us the way that we need to go. My life, as I stand before you this morning, is I'm nothing, but my God is everything. I'm finishing up my 14th year as your associational missionary, and I wish I could just give you an ounce of what God has blessed my life with as I've strived to trust Him, and He's directed my path. He's led me to touch people's lives and allowed me to be a part of something that's eternal because I trusted Him. I thought of the Apostle Paul, and we studied about him in Sunday school this morning, and he became the voice to the Gentiles, and how God directed his path through the storms. And Paul's life wasn't easy. Through the imprisonments, through the shipwreck, through the beatings, through being cast into the dungeon, and all of those horrible things, yet God was directing Paul's path, and you and I are a result of Paul trusting the Lord. And the message went out to the Gentile world, and that's you and me. You see, when we trust the Lord, He will direct our paths in the way that He wants us to go, not in the way that we want to go. I'm hoping to shift gears one of these days and not be in full-time ministry But even as I think about that, I'm praying, Lord, maybe there's some church, that small church, that you could use me in, because I can't quit. There's no place of retirement for a child of God, is there? You know, they didn't call Moses till he was 80. So don't give up. Don't look around and say, I've done my part. God's got a purpose in place for every one of us if we'll just trust Him. If we'll just, with all of our heart and in all of our ways, He will. Will you let Him? That's the question. Will you let Him? He will, but will you let Him today? Maybe you need to trust Him for salvation. Maybe you've never made that step today. Don't say, I believe in Jesus. Trust Him. Trust Him by walking to this altar and saying, Lord, here I am, sink or swim. I'm stepping out of the boat. I'm getting in the wheelbarrow. Lord, I know I'm saved, but, you know, I've just kind of sat back and relaxed a little bit. But, Lord, I know You've got a purpose for me. I know You've got a plan for me, and here I am. I'm going to trust You. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I've been kind of directing my own path, but, Lord, today I'm going to nail it down. I'm going to trust You. Totally and completely surrender my life, whatever's left of it. Guys, I don't have many days left, but whatever I have left, I want the Lord to use it to the fullest. Will you do that today? Will you trust Him? Let Him direct your path, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with. If you don't hear anything else, I say this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what your situation is, Jesus is the answer. Will you trust Him today? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray during this time of invitation, it's Your invitation, Lord, that You would lead those that need to step out of the boat, get in the wheelbarrow. Oh, they believe, but God, they've just never really trusted. They've just not given them their all to You. And Father, that's what You're saying today, all Your heart, all Your ways. Lord, help us. Help me, Father, again, just to say, here I am, Lord. Take me and use me for Your honor and glory until You use me up. Then take me home to be with You. That's my heart's desire. Father, be glorified in my life. That's the desire of us here today. And Father, maybe we need to make that public, even as I have. Lord, grant it this time of invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.